Every day, runners, joggers, dog walkers, bicyclists, and folks just out for a short stroll pass right by one of the region's most impressive collections of outdoor sculptures. 16 massive works of art inhabit a mile-long stretch of the recreation path tucked next to the Rock River, just north of Rockford's downtown. On Thursday mornings, the Rockford Park District offers its award-winning Arts in the Parks walking tour. It's free to anyone who shows up at the starting point, Nicholas Conservatory and Gardens. On this day, with temperatures pushing 100 degrees, the only person braving the weather is tour guide Jim McDowell. He wisely changes it from a walking tour to a golf cart ride.
This is called sightseeing. Seward Johnson, a California artist, animotive kinetic. One of the most fascinating things about this piece is called suspended motion. The artist was a local man, Gene Horvath. And then beyond that is the flame, which I really love. All right, here's the symbol, the cornerstone.
Symbol, the four-story, bright orange, gravity-defying 30-ton balancing act. The iconic iron structure by famed sculptor, painter, and magazine editor Alexander Lieberman turns 35 this year. And it's been a rough 35 years for Symbol. It was designed for Rockford and built in Rockford for $117,216, to be exact. That money was raised by arts supporters who donated it to the city. But in 1978, at its original location, crowded into the extremely unpopular downtown mall, Symbol suffered from a bad case of wrong place, wrong time.
One more barrier between the east and the west side.
Symbol was the patsy, becoming the symbol of a dead business district, the symbol of division, the symbol of waste. John McNamara was mayor of Rockford at that time. To him, Symbol's initial bad impression on the citizens can be squarely blamed on the mall area's blocked-off streets.
You cross the river from the east and you get to Wyman Street and, you gotta stop. Don't go any farther, okay?
Eventually, McNamara and his city council decided to rip out one section of the mall, reopening the east-west roadway, leaving Symbol homeless. The massive work that Alexander Lieberman had seen as a symbol for renewal and hope was dismantled and left to rust in an empty lot by the river.
An alderman stood up at city council meeting and said, you know, we've got this thing so close to the river, maybe we could get someone from the city yards to come over here with a bulldozer and shove it into the river.
Doug Slefkoski was one of the Rockford residents spurred into action by the looming arts travesty.
What it would have said about us as a city, that, you know, we commissioned this work of art, and also it was not taxpayers' money. It was all privately donated funds.
Symbol fans won out over the scrappers. Mayor John McNamara cast the tie-breaking vote, and City Council approved Symbol's move to its current spot along the busy bike path.
I love the Lieberman because it just stands out so much, and it's breathtaking from afar as you're driving up to it, or even when you get out and take the walk.
The location was perfect for Kevin Schwitters. He was born in Rockford around the same time as Symbol. He only remembers it in the park and as something big, bright, and fun.
I thought it was a water slide or some sort of a playground of some sort from a distance, and I'd always ask my mom if we could stop there.
Schwitters built a website about Symbol when he was pursuing his teaching degree. And he's surprised, first, that his school project is pretty popular in internet searches. Second, that so many people his age still have automatic negative reactions to Symbol.
They think it's silly, they think it's ugly, they think that it doesn't fit. And I found that interesting because I feel a lot of the cynicism and a lot of the attitude about Symbol kind of mirrors some of the feelings that people have about living in Rockford in general.
It's a great symbol for Rockford because it is kind of convoluted, it's misunderstood, it's, people don't like it, some people love it. I mean, that's just the way Rockford is and the way we react to our own city.
Doug Slefkoski is co-owner of a gallery and shop in downtown Rockford, J.R. Cortman Center for Design. He also travels the world as a flight crew member for Delta Airlines. He says he often finds himself in the role of ambassador for his hometown, and has recently started carrying a little two-dimensional version of Symbol with him. To Slefkoski, it's an urban icon, Rockford's Eiffel Tower, a way to represent and promote the city to people in China, Germany, Italy, Japan, and even in Rockford. Symbol is becoming a social media star too, posing in famous places all over the world.
If we treat it just as a sculpture, it's a nice thing. But if we treat it as the symbol of our city, it becomes a great thing. It becomes something that people then can sort of wrap their minds around and their cameras.
Okay, does anyone ever walk into the store and say, I need something with symbol on it?
Yes. Yes, that does happen.
And it has to be fun. That orangey icon is on bookends, mugs, clocks, ornaments, t-shirts, and postcards.
This is our best-selling image, and what we did is we took a sock monkey and have it hanging from the end of symbol. So we have these two Rockford icons together.
It's about tourism and community pride. John McNamara says the city doesn't spend enough time marketing a positive image.
You know, nothing can speak to this better to me than the river, the art, and free. Everybody's welcome. Everybody can come. No barriers. Cost, transportation, anything else, everybody can come.
Seattle's one of the many cities that capitalize on outdoor sculpture. In fact, many a Rockford resident visiting the Space Needle has been stopped cold by the sight of a big red symbol lookalike. Lieberman created his largest work there, Olympic Iliad, in 1984, the year symbol moved to the rec path. And maybe that's what it takes, seeing that your city has a lot in common with the big, cool cities. English teacher Kevin Schwitters wants his students to understand that symbol is one of the good and interesting things about Rockford.
Art has value, you know, whether it's in Rockford or Seattle or New York City or wherever.
And maybe all it needs is just a good coat of paint. One of the most common complaints about symbol is that it's orange. Not for long. By the end of next month, the Park District plans to spend a few overnights painting symbol. It's going to be restored to its original color, a bright, glossy shade known as Lieberman Red. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.